and good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be. If you're listening on archives, I'm Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the GCN Network. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice. I don't like using toxic pharmaceutical drugs. I never did like using toxic pharmaceutical drugs. And I got myself in the nutrition and skincare business, and now I'm in the radio business doing a radio program daily, helping people understand how to use the human body effectively, how to ride the human body. As a lover of the human body, I do this show in its service and its honor, because we all need to acknowledge and respect this amazing system called the human body. And the more we know about it, the more we'll be able to give it its due, love it, honor it, respect it, feed it, nourish it, sustain it, so we don't have to interface with the medical model. And that's my mission. And I'm joined today, as I always am, on the Bright Side by Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Hello. It's great to be on with you.
Thank you so much. 800-259-5791 is the number. 800-259-5791 is the number. Yesterday, I went on the Alex Jones show, and I caused a little bit of a ruckus talking about iodine. I actually made a little bit of a faux pas, which I corrected a few minutes later. But what ended up happening was I spent the entire day talking about iodine and talking about potassium iodide and talking about how you dose it and what it is and what the differences are. And let me tell you something. It is not a clear subject. And it's not a clear subject for consumers and patients, but it's also not a clear subject for practitioners either. And it turns out that there's two camps when it comes to iodine and understanding iodine and supplementation. And we're going to especially get into iodine as far as this radiation thing goes. But there's two camps on iodine supplementation. There is the orthodox camp, and then there is the radical camp, if you will. The radical camp is basically a few doctors who have, based on their research, have noticed that when you supplement with iodine, you take care of various issues, various health issues. Now, it turns out that iodine plays a significant role in the body. This is clear. Iodine is important for every one of the glands of your body. It's a glandular elemental compound, elemental substance. Iodine works is well known for being important for the thyroid gland, of course. And again, our number is 800-259-5791 if you have questions about this subject. Iodine is well known for how it works with the thyroid gland, but iodine is important for the ovaries, and iodine is important for the prostate, and iodine is important for the adrenal glands. It's important for all the glands. It's important for making hormones. It's important, in fact, for every single cell in your body. And many people, at least if you listen to some of these more radical, not really radical, but less than orthodox, if you will, physicians who are proposing increases in iodine and using iodine supplementation, based on the work of these folks, they feel like we're not getting enough iodine, flat out. We're just not getting enough iodine. And so they practice something called iodine supplementation. I'm going to cut to the chase here and talk to you about how you take iodine in terms of iodine supplementation. But I want you to recognize that iodine is important for the glands. And iodine, by the way, is also important for helping detoxify chlorine, bromide, and fluoride. And I also want you to recognize that there are two camps. And it's not 100% clear, although I tend to agree with the less orthodox camp, personally, which says that you have to take more iodine. These are the ways you take iodine, and this is where all the confusion comes from. There's various ways to take iodine. There is something called SSKI, saturated solution of potassium iodide. K in chemistry is potassium, I obviously is iodine, and SS, saturated solution. Now, you notice I said iodide with a D, iodide, not iodine. This is another matter of confusion. Is iodide the same as iodine? Well, not really, and yes, it's both. It's similar because they're both I, just the single I as opposed to I2 or I3 or IO, just the single I. But one is a charged version, an electrically active version. It's called iodide, and there's some people who feel like iodide is handled by the body differently than iodine. So that's just another thing to be confused about, but you can, for our intents and purposes, we're going to call iodine and iodide the same. Iodine, D-I-N-E, and iodide, the same. Chemistry is very specific, folks. When something's named something, you can tell what the structure is, what the relationship is. And dyne, D-I-N-E, means something different to a chemist than dyed, D-I-D-E. But for our purposes, we're going to keep them the same. SSKI contains, now listen now, folks, 250 milligrams of iodine. And if I'm sorry, John, if you said something in my ear, I didn't hear it. 250 milligrams of iodine per 333 milligrams of Ki per five drops, okay? 250 milligrams per 333 milligrams of Ki per five drops. That's a lot of iodine, okay? 50 milligrams in a drop. KiO3, which is called potassium iodate, remember, these suffixes, these last four letters are very important. So you have dine, died, and date. Iodate, potassium iodate, is 60% iodine. So a 130-milligram dose is going to have 78 milligrams. Ki is potassium iodide, and that's the standard one that you get from the government, potassium iodide. That is 76.5% iodine, and a regular dose is around 130 milligrams. 130 milligrams. All right? So that's the government dose, 130 milligrams, not micrograms. A microgram is a lot less than a milligram. It's 1/1,000th of a milligram. Now, I'm pretty sure at this point some of you are going to be confused, but don't worry about it because I'm going to go over it again. All right, Ki is 76.5% iodine, and that, by the way, it doesn't matter whether the Ki comes from kelp. Sometimes you get these little kelp products at the store, and they contain a certain amount of Ki equivalent, potassium iodide equivalent. Sometimes that is measured in the micrograms, and that gets to the four doses. Those are the main types, but let me tell you the four doses. These are the two things you need to know, the types of iodine and the types of doses of iodine. And I'm going to go over this again, so don't worry about it. It's confusing. All right? So there are basically four types of doses. There is the RDA dose, the recommended daily allowance dose, and that is, as all RDA doses are, pretty darn low. The RDA dose, and this just is a trend with the RDAs, is that they're really low. The RDA dose for iodine, and I want you to listen up. This is very confusing here, so listen up. The RDA dose is 150 micrograms, not milligrams, micrograms. A microgram is 1/1,000th of a milligram. It's a lot smaller. I got into trouble yesterday because I inadvertently said micrograms when I meant milligrams, so I'm being very clear here. 150 micrograms, not milligrams, a very small dose. That's the RDA dose, a little higher if you're pregnant, for pregnant women and for lactating women. Most over-the-counter products are based on this formula or based on the recommended daily allowance, and they will say you get, for every drop or for every two drops, you get 150 micrograms, the RDA. That's how they measure it. They figure the RDA is good enough, okay? Now, the second dose, the RDA dose is one dose. The second dose is the optimum dose. Now, the optimum dose is the dose based on the health of the Japanese. That's how they base the optimum dose. There's no studies done on this stuff, folks. There's very little research. There's some, but very little. And so there's not a lot to go on. So what they do is, to get the optimum dose, they say, well, the Japanese eat lots of iodine and they have low rates of thyroid cancer. So what are they getting? Well, they get about 12 to 13 milligrams a day. Not micrograms. Milligrams. That's a lot. That is 13 milligrams is 10 times. Let me see, get my math here, right? 13 milligrams is basically 13,000 micrograms. Remember, the RDA is 150 micrograms, okay? 13,000 micrograms versus 150 micrograms. It's a lot different, all right? A lot different. So that's the optimum dose. The optimum dose is way higher than the RDA, way. Then there is the protective dose. The protective dose is 50 milligrams a day, 50 milligrams a day. Once again, a lot more than the RDA. And then there is the heroic dose, which is 130 milligrams a day, and it's a big problem. And let me tell you why when we come back from break. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 800-259-5791 is the number. We'll be back after this break. Don't go away.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Extend your life.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs along with Doug Winfrey. We're here every day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 9 Pacific time and from 10 to 12 Central time. Our number is 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I am Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist, along with Doug Winfrey. And we're clearing up this whole subject about iodine. And before the last break, we were talking about the four doses of iodine taken for four different reasons. There's four doses of iodine, and then there are three main types of iodine.
three main types of iodine. SSKI iodine, which is a solution, potassium iodate, and potassium iodide. That's SSKI, potassium iodate, and potassium iodide. I'll tell you the brand names on these things here, and I can get them in a moment. There's four types of doses. There's the RDA dose, the recommended daily allowance dose, which is very small. It's measured in the micrograms. And the micrograms are 1/1000th of a milligram. A milligram is 1,000 times greater than a microgram. So microgram and milligram are significant. There's a significant difference. So the RDA is measured in the smaller number, the micrograms, and everything else is pretty much measured in the milligrams, in the 1,000 times greater. So 130 micrograms versus the optimum dose, which is 13,000 micrograms or 13 milligrams, 100 times difference there. Then there's the protective dose, which is 50 milligrams a day. And then there's the emergency dose, heroic dose, which is 130 milligrams a day. And it's a huge amount. And you don't want to necessarily take too much iodine. So if you're taking the heroic dose, you're only going to want to take it for nobody really knows, but a month or so, because thyroid toxicity can occur from too much iodine. Just like not enough is good, isn't a good thing, too much is not a good thing either. So what the big thing about iodine that people are concerned about is, where do you get this stuff? Everything that's being sold to you over the counter and the kelp tinctures and all of these things that are out there, and I'll get into the whole story about kelp here in a moment, all the stuff with kelp, it is designed for giving you the recommended daily allowance. It's not protective, and based on these somewhat radical physicians who are claiming that you need lots more, you're not even getting the Japanese optimum dose, because you're only getting RDA doses. One drop is, generally speaking, 100 times weaker, 100 times weaker than the optimum dose. So if you're using a kelp product, I had a guy email me, and he wanted to get the protective dose, but all he had was the kelp. And he was in the Midwest. I don't know if you're listening out there. The guy emailed me, but he said that he was going to take 866 drops because he wanted to get the biggest dose, which is the heroic dose. Well, that's not a great idea, because there's a lot of stuff in the bottle that you may not want 866 drops of. The product is not formulated to take that much stuff. That's where you run into a problem. So I don't recommend that. If you can't find the good stuff, I don't want to say the good stuff, if you can't find the super strong stuff, there are some physicians, especially this crew that believes in iodine supplementation, they feel like if you supplement with iodine on a daily basis, the Japanese dose, the optimum dose, eventually over a short period of time, you will achieve enough saturation to protect yourself from iodide poisoning. Now, here's where it all becomes important today, as far as this emergency crisis goes. Iodine protects the body from radioactive iodine. Whether that iodine is heroic in a huge dose, or whether that iodine is done through diet, or whether that iodine is done in optimum dose. Iodine, no matter what dose you're doing, iodine in its optimum dose, in its heroic dose, or in its RDA dose, iodine will gradually build up in the body to the point where you get 90 to 96% coverage to protect you from iodine. And this gets into how iodine works to protect you. You always hear on this program, and I've said this for years, a general theme in the world of nutrition is, when the body gets the good stuff, it doesn't take the bad stuff. When the body gets the good stuff, it doesn't take the bad stuff. So radioactive iodine is the bad stuff. Giving yourself good iodine is the good stuff. And if you can load your body up with the good stuff, it won't be as likely to take in the bad stuff. It will block the bad stuff from doing its damage. And that's the theory about iodine supplementation. Now, if you take it in a heroic dose, it's supposed to happen quickly. If you take it in a more optimum dose, or even the RDA dose, well, probably not the RDA dose, but in an optimum dose, it happens within, I don't know, probably weeks. Nobody really knows these things, but within weeks. So the theory is, when you take in the good stuff, Your body doesn't take in the bad stuff. And that also is one of the benefits of supplementing with iodine in general. Not just for radiation iodine, not just for radioactive iodine, but for chlorine. Iodine will improve the body's ability to shed or not absorb chlorine. Same with bromide. Same with fluoride. Now, everybody who listens to this program, chances are you all know about fluoride toxicity, but you probably didn't know about bromide toxicity. Bromide, or bromine, I should say, bromine is used in flour as a bleaching aid. And since the 1970s, bakers have utilized bromine in their flour. So many people have bromine toxicity, in addition to fluoride toxicity, in addition to chlorine toxicity. All of these are on the periodic table right under each other, and they're very similar to each other. Well, guess what? Iodine is similar to the three of those. And so iodine, in addition to protecting your body from taking in radioactive iodine, iodine will also take you, prevent you from taking in as much chlorine, bromine, and fluoride. So it's a detoxifying substance as well. Iodine used to be the treatment of choice for infections. Iodine upregulates white blood cells, but by far and away, iodine's most important role is in the glands. Now, if you have glandular problems related to your reproductive glands, such as fibrocystic breast problems or uterine problems or ovarian problems, ovarian problems specifically, iodine can be helpful for that as well. If you have adrenal problems, and you'll remember the adrenal glands are on the triangle of disease. They're one of the three points of the triangle of disease. And the adrenal glands are also dependent on iodine. You're not going to really find it in very much food. You'd have to eat a lot of eggs, and eggs are one of the better sources of iodine. Iodine is found pretty much in animal products. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 800-259-5791 is the number. 800-259-5791 is the number. If you want to email me, Ben@ksco.com, Ben@ksco.com. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about iodine-containing foods. And if you're not one of those folks that doesn't like to supplement, I also want to talk about kelp, because that seems to be the main source that everybody knows about, is main food source that everybody knows about for iodine. All right, 800-259-5791. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 800-259-5791 is your number. Joined by Doug Winfrey, we're talking about potassium iodide and iodine. And I'm trying to clear all this up. I hope I'm not confusing things, because it is confusing. Even to a pharmacist, it's somewhat confusing. But I want to cut through the baloney and kind of clear things up here. You've got potassium iodide, which is the main source of iodine that everybody's talking about and everything is measured against. It seems to be the standard. There's potassium iodate, which sometimes people will get, and that's a little bit different. And then there's iodine, and sometimes there's blends. The main way you take them is in pill form, iodorol, iodazyme. Those are two pill forms. SSKI and Lugol solution, those are the two liquid forms, and they do vary. And I talked about them earlier. I'll probably talk about them a little bit more about how they vary. But I want to really make this clear to people. Potassium iodide, iodine, all of this stuff, it's not a panacea for radiation. That's not how it works. And so this panic over iodine is not necessarily appropriate. Okay, this is iodine is potassium iodide is designed in its big doses that everybody's talking about is designed for a nuclear explosion that spews iodine.
Okay, now, that may or may not happen, but in the meantime, certainly there's other ways to protect yourself from iodine toxicity, radiation toxicity, and these are the things we talk about all the time, people, and this wakes us up to the importance of general supplementation, of using supplements to protect your body on a baseline level, not only when an emergency hits. And by the way, taking care of your diet is just as important as taking in nutritional supplementation for your immune system and your body's detoxification system. It's somewhat ironic that we have this crazy fast food lifestyle where our liver is so toxic and poisoned and all of our enzyme systems and detoxification systems are decrepit and decaying, and we all want to take iodine, some pill, some magic pill to protect us from radiation from the unlikely event of a nuclear explosion. And although I must admit, it looks like it's becoming more and more likely. Anyway, 800-259-5791 is the number. We're going to talk about kelp in a moment. And but first, I want to talk to Annie from California, who's on the line. What's up, Annie?
Oh, hey, Ben. Hi.
Hi. Did I clear some of that up, do you think?
I think you're doing a great job. And okay. It's so helpful to understand these four different doses that you've described.
Oh, good.
And what I'm noticing right now is people are kind of panicking and going to the most extreme level in their thoughts.
Right.
Meaning they're thinking, let's get this KI pill, which are what you're calling the heroic dose, which is 130 milligrams.
Right.
And to me, that would be appropriate if you were really in the direct area of a nuclear catastrophe.
Correct.
But what we're talking about happening now, and, of course, we don't know, nobody knows, how bad the exposure will be with particles coming over the jet stream.
Right.
So it, nobody knows how.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
You're in nobody knows land. We're in nobody knows territory in so many ways in this thing.
Yes. And
it's speculation and guesswork.
I have been checking the news, you know, every few hours and alternative websites and cities in Japan, and you can get better information on the cities in the on the city websites than the federal level websites.
Anyway, the local.
Yeah. Well, so there are reports of possible higher levels of exposure in Alaska already from what happened last Friday. Okay, now I don't know if it's true or not. I can't verify.
No, eventually it'll be true. If it's not true today, it's only a matter of time before all this is true.
Right.
Listen, we're all connected here. The air is connected. Yeah. Everything's connected. So there's no, and you never know, because of streams, you never know where it's going to land. Doug was telling me earlier that because of the jet stream, it lands in the Midwest somewhere. So,
right.
And that can happen. So there's no predicting. We're in nobody's speculation territory on many levels here. Supplementation, how much you need. These are all speculations, guesswork. They're based sometimes on research, but sometimes you need a lot of research, and there's not a lot of research. It's a confusing subject for everybody.
So I really think the realistic thing is to do everything you already talk about, which is the great diet, getting the immune system up.
Mm-hmm.
But going deeper into the topic at hand, when you look at, if you want to do something protective, if you want to do the optimum dose or the protective dose of iodine, the theory there is if you do a bit more iodine, then you can protect your thyroid and fill it up with the stable iodine. I would love it if you would go over more carefully what those different choices are.
What I call the RDA choice, I call it the RDA choice, the optimum dose, the RDA dose, the optimum dose, the protective dose, and the heroic dose.
Right.
And I somewhat arbitrarily came up with those, but they're based on really what I've seen throughout the literature. There's basically four doses. You know, the RDA dose, the optimum. Now where I – the optimum dose, the 50 milligram a day dose is the upper end. I call it the optimum dose, but it's the upper end of what you should be taking. It's very important to keep in mind, folks, and Annie, iodine can be toxic to the thyroid in high amounts. So you don't want to just take iodine. In fact, the ideal way to supplement with iodine is to do something called the iodine loading test first. And that's where they give you a bunch of iodine and see how well you handle it and how well you utilize it. And so that's the way you want to supplement, ideally, to see where your body's at in terms of iodine status and iodine handling. I don't like this idea. I'm very, very cautious about this idea of just flooding the body with supplements. It's supplementation, in my estimation, these days is a necessary evil. I hate the idea that we can't get it from food.
Okay,
it seems
but are you suggesting that people do an optimum or a protective dose?
No, I don't suggest the optimum dose. I suggest the protect. This is just my suggestion, all right? I suggest maybe load yourself up with the optimum dose for a couple days, but get yourself down to the protective dose reasonably quickly. I just don't know, and there's not a lot of literature about toxicity. Now, there's a distinction in medicine that we make between structural medicine and functional medicine. And that means the kind of medicine that you just go by the book, or the kind of medicine that you go, basically, the kind of medicine that's just by the book, or the kind of medicine where you look at symptoms. I always like to look at symptoms. That's functional medicine. How's the body functioning? How's the body working? Everybody's different. If you take 50 milligrams of iodine and you go into some kind of thyroid issue, you've got a problem. And that's one of the things that can happen. We tend to notice, by the way, the thyroid relationship with iodine, because the thyroid is really involved in everything. Every single cell of your body is affected by the thyroid, so you notice thyroid problems. That's one of the things that you notice. But the iodine is very important for the pancreas and for the adrenal glands and for other systems of the body that you don't notice as much. So I always like to go, when it comes to supplementing with iodine, I always like to go by all of the symptoms of the body, how the body feels, although a thyroid symptomology is the first thing that shows up. We've got to move on, Annie. Do you have any concluding thoughts?
No, I do. I have several things I'm trying to get to on this.
Oh, you
want to
stick around? I can't, you know, I got so much to cover here. Come join us tomorrow if you want to talk about
okay.
it. I have a lot of stuff I got to talk about, okay? Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a break. 800-259-5791 is the number. I want to talk about kelp, and I want to talk about, and there's another distinction that I want to make, and we'll cover that when we come back from break. 800-259-5791 is the number. I'm Ben Fuchs with Doug Winfrey. This is The Bright Side on GCN and the CBS Radio Network. We'll be back after this.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the right side. One last segment. I hope we're clearing up some of this stuff about iodine. By the way, if you're interested in getting iodine from foods, dairy, meat, eggs are the best sources, and of course there is kelp. Kelp is the one everybody talks about, but it's really all ocean products. And if you're interested in the longevity products, we have a wonderful ocean product called Ocean's Gold, made with different ocean weeds, ocean vegetables. People call them algae, seaweeds, vegetables, sea vegetables. Whatever you call them, they're very, 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 very important. Not only because they're wonderful sources of iodine, you've heard me talk about this many times, they're not just wonderful sources of iodine, they're wonderful sources of ocean minerals. They're also wonderful sources of protein and B vitamins and amino acids and phytonutrients. And this is really my message, folks. It's not just about iodine. Yes, you're going to get protection from an explosion if you take high doses of iodine. But this is really about achieving base levels of all your nutrients. Now, people think they get iodine from iodized salt. And by the way, if you want to join me in my mission to help educate the planet and inform everybody about the importance of supplementation, or if you want to learn more about the longevity products, get on pharmacistben.com, pharmacistben.com. That's my blog, which I do need to update. I'm going to update it with some of this stuff on iodine later today. Hopefully I'll get to it. And then if you want to email me, by the way, ben@ksco.com. But at the bottom of the Pharmacist Ben blog page, you'll see a join now or area where you can click to join. And I highly encourage you to do that. And you'll also be able to get some of these products at wholesale, too. The Ocean's Gold contains kelp. It contains the seaweeds that we're talking about. A lot of people think that they get enough iodine from iodized salt. Now, iodized salt is made up with different forms of iodine and iodide. Sodium and potassium, iodine and iodide, basically. It also has conditioning agents. It's 97% salt is the number that they're allowed to come up with, and 3% conditioning agents and flowing agents, etc. Things that make the salt softer and have a different quality, dissolve better, etc., flow better, pour better. So it's 97% of different types of iodine, but it's designed to give you the RDA, the recommended daily allowance, which is based on emergency conditions, goiter. That's how they come up with these RDAs, based on the worst case scenarios, the least you need to avoid a disaster. Well, you need more than that, as it turns out. And that's why we talk about these four doses. You need
130 micrograms, I know this is very confusing, 130 micrograms, which is 1,000 times smaller than a milligram for the RDA, but 100 times that for the optimum dose, for the regular Japanese dose, they call it. And you need a lot more than that for protection from a nuclear blast. But you want to make sure, in addition to your iodine, that you're getting a full nutritional supplement program. A full nutritional supplement program. Most importantly, by the way, is something called glutathione, which is your body's master cleansing system. The glutathione system, it's your body's master detoxifying system. And it runs on certain key fundamental substances that are very difficult to get high enough amounts of in your diet. That's why supplementing is so darn important. I can't underscore how important it is to add these substances into your daily lifestyle routine to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. If you want to learn more about the ones I recommend, the Longevity line, you can get on my website, which is pharmacistben.com. You can always email me, ben@ksco.com, and I'm glad to help. So remember, when it comes to taking your iodine in supplemental fashion, in pill fashion or liquid fashion, you basically have two choices. Liquids or pills. You got two types of liquids, two types of pills. Two types of liquids, two types of pills. If you want to, and this is in supplemental fashion, Lugol solution, SSKI, which are the liquids, Iodorol and Iodozyme, which are the pills. If you're interested in the herbal variety or the food variety, then you're basically going to be taking kelp and seaweed. You can get your kelp in a standardized dose form. And there's many of those out there. Those are designed to give you the recommended daily allowance, which is also what iodized salt is designed to give you. So if you have one of those kelp products and you're trying to use it for either an optimum dose or a protective dose or a heroic dose, you're going to be taking a lot of kelp, a lot of kelp drops. And then you end up with any kinds of, you may end up with issues that are related to taking too much of whatever else is in your kelp formulation. You shouldn't take a product that's designed to be taken at one drop a day for 866 times a day. It's not meant to be done that way, and I don't recommend it. Kelp also has a tendency, or at least has been reported to have a tendency, to thin the blood. So if you're on drugs that thin the blood, or if you're on vitamins like vitamin K, because you don't want to thin the blood. If you have a problem the other way, kelp can interfere with that. So you want to let your doctor know if you're going to start taking a lot of kelp, if you're on warfarin or Coumadin or any blood thinning types of drugs. So kelp is not necessarily the way to go if you want to get higher doses, is the bottom line. And when I say kelp, I mean all seaweed products. But for just getting your iodine levels slightly bumped and to get a good source of minerals, kelp and seaweed products are excellent. In fact, you can take kelp or you can take seaweed and you can buy the stuff that you get at the health food store, the rolls. They'll sell nori rolls or seaweed rolls or kelp rolls or hijiki rolls or flakes. And you can crush them up and you can use them as condiments. You can put them on your salads. You can put them in yogurt. You could put them in soups. Soups are great because you get them all the nutrients dissolve into the liquid. And then you have a liquid drink, a liquid mineral drink, a liquid nutrient drink. In fact, if you're going to do the bone soup that we talk about on this program, where you take the bones and simmer the bones of chickens and turkey, etc., beef, and add veggies and make bone soup, throw in seaweed, throw in sea vegetables. It'll improve the taste dramatically. And it's a great source of nutrients, especially minerals. And remember, supplementation is critical, but your body much prefers to have its levels raised very, very slowly and gradually. If you give your body the good stuff, folks, it won't take in the bad stuff. That's the theme that we're talking about here. If you give your body the good stuff, it won't take in the bad stuff. I hope we were somewhat educational. Hope I didn't overwhelm people too much. Doug, do you think that was too complicated at all?
It's pretty good information. I like the fact that you delineate the different dosages and where you could get those products. Now, you were mentioning some possible interactions with blood thinners. Could iodine products interfere with other types of drugs that people may be taking, as most Americans are on some sort of drug?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I haven't read anything about that, but that's something that I should probably look into, especially now that people are, that's a good point. I will get back to you on that one. You mentioned something during the break, and I want to point this out. Bromelain is not bromine. Bromine is an element on the periodic table. Bromine is an element on the periodic table, and it is under iodine on the periodic table. And it's very similar in that regard. And people who are ingesting a lot of flour will have higher levels of bromine, and bromine is toxic. And in under conditions of low iodine, you will be high bromine. Under conditions of high iodine, you will be low bromine. So if you take in the good stuff, you don't take in the bad stuff, as our general theme goes. But bromelain is an enzyme, a digestive enzyme, and it's part of the most digestive enzyme supplements. Because it helps your body break down proteins, utilize proteins, and it's actually quite an effective one. And bromelain's got a lot of other benefits too. I don't want to confuse the subject though, and we are winding down. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I hope we were educational today. Let's see if I can sum this up in a nutshell. People don't know necessarily. There's still a lot of guesswork, number one. Number two, there's four ways to get it. There's five ways to get it. Lugol's, SSKI, which are the liquid forms of the supplement, Iodorol, Iodozyme, which are the tablet forms of the supplement, and then there are the kelp and food-based supplements that you buy at the health food store, which give you RDA, recommended daily allowance amounts. There's four main doses, the RDAs, the optimum dose, the protective dose, and the heroic dose. I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening. You've been listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. PharmacistBen.com is my blog. If you want to email me, Ben@KSCO.com. Thanks so much to everybody. We will be back tomorrow on The Bright Side.
Want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.